The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Ballers! Welcome back to another episode, another edition of Today in Sports Betting. I am your host, Devin Ellington, at DALE007 on Twitter. This is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Go over there, check out the Wager Pass stuff. $9.99, 33 cents a day. You got 8 or 9 different professionals. We just brought another crop of guys in. Blake Lawich. Great, great longtime follower of not only, you know, the inauguration of and the coronation of us here in the gaming and gambling side. I'll get it out. But, you know, he's been a big fan of, you know, Dan's fantasy stuff for a while too. So just been a part of the family for a while and it's coming full circle. And Blake was one of the first, you know, major followers I had. So it's really, really cool. And I really like it. And that's why we like y'all to be a part of this family because, you know, we keep it open-ended for everybody. You can come join the ranks pretty easily because we love growing and we're not going to turn down a sharp mind. So Blake, welcome on, bud. Everyone else, you got to go to hoop-ball.com, get involved in the forums and the chats there. On top of that, take advantage of the free stuff and the free articles and the free podcasts. But check out the DFS Pass. Check out the other premium content. You got to try out at least for a month. We're going to win you your money. We will win you your money. Today's show. You know what? You know, and then there's the 360. I'm sorry, I'm not done. There's the 360. Hoopball 360. $12.99, you're gonna get all of it. The DFS pass, the fantasy pass, as well as the wager pass here with us. So I would definitely recommend that. Today's show sponsor, Manscaped, manscaped.com. You go over there, you use promo code HOOPBALL20, HOOPBALL20. And then you will get 20% off and free shipping off your order. On top of that, great products. You're going to get the Lawnmower 3.0 if you choose. If you get the complete care kit, you'll get it. And then the weed whacker, lithium battery, dual motors, dual heads, all sorts of cares. Products for gentlemen, beard scrubs, face scrubs, balms, oils, deodorant, I believe. I think they introduced some deodorant recently. On top of that, you've got the leather carrying case that it comes in. You got some shampoos and different other items for the shower. And complete care kits like $80, $90, I think, at most. You get all those products. You get 20% off and you get free shipping. I need to buy another one. That's what I will be doing very, very soon. After I cash some of these wager tickets, these winning tickets. We didn't have a winning night last night, though. Anyways, manscaped.com. Go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL20. Get your lawn mowed. Well, you guys, you know what it is today. It's Thursday. Tally site Thursday. We are going to be using our affiliates database of game picks that I am involved in. Give you guys an update. I've been starting to use the tally site method with my picks. It kind of is the scratch track of my card. I go through and I run through the gamut and I make 60 or so, depending on the card, 50 different picks. And then from there, I have been able to go and devolve my plan and delve into it a little differently. So tally site, again, you know, if you aren't familiar with them, which, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and it's no discredit to you, you're probably not too familiar with them, because what it is, I mean, it is a collection of analysts and industry pros. Last week, Andy Katz from CBS Sports, my name was next to his. He beat me in a lot of different categories, but I was able to get one because last week I was the number one analyst on Tally site as far as picking college basketball games straight up. So I find that to be very, very cool. And there's a ton of other people on there that I've found and that I've, you know, interacted with on Twitter. Josh Warner, who we just had on the show about college hoops, real sharp mind. I've started seeing his name pop up on Tally site and within the Tally site tweets. And then once I followed him, you know, he followed me and we started having interaction about college basketball. Sterling Holmes, the fine fellow over in Kansas City, up in Kansas City, I guess it's north of me now. And you know, ESPN personality. ESPN at Kansas City, Mr. Sterling Holmes. Shout out to Sterling. But, you know, these are the great minds. You know, and then the Bills Mafia, that whole collection of people, those guys are phenomenal. Cover One, Greg. Yeah, it's just all sorts of, you know, Athlon, the athlete. Just so much. Locked On, the Locked On Podcast Network is on Tally site. And outside of the big names and everything, there are just so many other sharp people out there. Just great basketball sports minds. I mean, there's NHL on Tally site, NBA, college basketball. But, you know, college basketball is my heart blood, my lifeblood. And I don't know if you folks realize this, but Sunday is Selection Sunday. So we are rounding out the season right now. So handicapping these games is very vital, very important, ultra sharp, because we pretty much have 90%, 95% of a season to go off of. So I think the books and the odds makers are starting to hammer and be really successful. And, you know, for the fact of the matter, I'm excited to get on here and dig into it. And I'm knowing what I'm getting into. It's tough each week, week in, week out. Last week we finished pretty high up, top five, right? I think I was sixth. Yeah, sixth overall college basketball analyst for Tally site last week. Currently sitting at 17th out of 100 and here, hold on, it's loading. 17th out of, wow, my computer's not as awake as I am. 110. So right now we got 110 college basketball play picks and analysis different analysis going on. So just kind of show you again. So I'm 55 and 35, 61% right now on my tally site picks, 17th out of 110. I've talked about the risk index before. That's how it, you know, they got their algorithm set up to rank the professionals and the industry guys and gals. 71.8 is my risk index. This week's average is 59.6. So I'm killing it in the risk index, and I think that's what's helping bolster my ranking. My IQ, I never claimed to be a very educated man. So academia, not my thing, but IQ, I'm at 60.7 out of 100. It's better than 50. That IQ one is really, those ultra sharp guys, you'll see 99.9s. I finished college football season 99.8, I think it was. College basketball is just so freaking tough, though. So let me dig into this now. Let's just go ahead and start getting into what I'm doing on Tally Site. You know, I'm going to have some sort of discipline today. The MAC early games, back-to-back days, big losers. So I'm actually, you know, this is, you'll probably never hear me say this again. And there's just not a lot of value and not a lot of conviction in these spots for me. But Miami, Western Michigan, Eastern Michigan, and Ohio are both punt games for me today. As much as I would love to get down on each and every game on the card and each and every MACtion game, especially the first games to start our card, I just can't today. There's some other spots that I am very, very ultra uber high on, and I can't wait to dig into those. I am going to have an opinion on the third MAC game, Central Michigan, Buffalo. I have picked, you know, and like I said, I remind you, on TeleSite, there's not, you know, odds. It's not like betting odds. I'm, you know, it's showing me who's made picks already for these games and the percentage of picks on each side. So whenever I'm picking these, it's a different strategy. These are picks, not plays. This is what I said last week. These are picks that I strategize to try to win and put myself in a better position in the TeleSite rankings. I'm not playing with my money on these. So this is more my credibility. It's a little bit of a different betting formula, but it still goes into how I approach the games. Now, with that being said, Central Michigan plus 19.5. I'm playing that on Tally Site. I'm not going to bet that in real life, you know, but if there's one of you or two of you out there who needed to hear my Tally Site thoughts on Central Michigan and you wanted to take the 19.5 with them, there's someone out there. So Central Michigan, for what it's worth, I'm playing the plus 19.5. And then I'm going under 161.5. And I know what you're thinking. How can we take the over with Buffalo especially after last game? Well, last game we saw the 5-point rule help us. We've been kind of middling with the 5-point rule lately. And for those of you who might be new listeners today, 5-point rule is something that we discuss in the Discord family a lot, which is a part of the premium content. And it's something that, we've got, you know, the guys that, hang out with me in the Discord servers, keep an eye out on now. And it's something that we have fun with. Yesterday's Mercer and Chattanooga game was a 5-point rule game, and we had to get to overtime to hit the over. And so that was a really exciting 5-point rule game. Buffalo, I think what you're seeing here is a gaudy number, 161.5, 160. My number is more like 157, and that's just because Central Michigan, if they are going to cover this game, this is going to be a grinded out game. Buffalo shot completely lights out last game, and I think this is a good, you know, kind of regression mode game. A little more back to the means. Buffalo at home, I believe it's senior night. I think it is their last game. Last home game. Central Michigan can play decent enough defense. 20 points is just too much. in my opinion. And then I think what we're seeing is the perception of the Gotti number because of what happened in the last Buffalo Bulls game. You know, that was just a complete crazy number. The total was at, you know, right in the 140s somewhere, low 140s, and the total went like 180, I think, 171. So it just flew over by 30 or 40 in the over. If you're a Lightning bettor, that would have been crazy. So yeah, that's how I feel. St. Francis Merrimack, I've not made a selection on that. Nebraska, Illinois, no sir. Long Island, the Sharks, Bryant University Bulldogs, no opinion on that. I might be looking at this under 160. Yeah, let me go ahead and throw that in there. I like that. That sticks out to me for some reason. LIU is always in these high total games, but I've not seen their offense do what they need to do in a couple of times where I've considered them. So let me try the under now. Bryant, also very inefficient. Known for decent defense down in that smaller conference of which they play, and I can't think of it right now. Shame on me. But Tennessee State, Morehead State, over 132. I like taking overs in Tennessee State games, especially when they're going up against a better school, a better, more efficient offense. Morehead State will be what drives us to the over. If we can get 70 points out of Morehead State, you know, 65 points, I think we're golden. Probably going to be needing about 70, though. Closer to 75, to be safe. I was just running through the numbers again in my head. Washington State, Arizona State, F this game. That plus 310 dog play I gave out, that was just like the poo-poo pick of the month. But Arizona State with only Remy Martin beat Washington by, you know, 50, I think, 45. And, yeah, staying away from this one because this is the second of a back-to-back. Florida A&M, South Carolina State. South Carolina State, if I recall right, does not have a win on the year, so I usually don't get too opinionated on teams that are winless or undefeated. That, you know, it's just like a weird thing. I don't like seeing zeros on either side. Western Kentucky, I'm taking the plus 12 against Houston tonight. This is a interesting matchup. Western Kentucky, they play some defense, and they play well enough. I mean, they're going to be in the tournament, and they're a team that people are talking about, you know, hopefully you don't draw against them. I think their style of defense is very similar to Houston's, and then I think what they do offensively is going to be able to put pressure on Houston. It's going to be able to take all that pressure and that high-tempo defense stuff in your face, you know, approach, and I think it's going to be able to mirror it and put it in Houston's mug. I still love Kelvin Sampson as a coach, one of my all-time favorite college basketball coaches. But Houston at home, senior night, overlooking Western Kentucky. I think this number definitely needs to be single digits. Over 136 also is something that I'm looking at with these two teams. You would think defense, especially Houston. But I think we're going to see a lot more points than what we are probably thinking is going to happen. And I think the number on this is going to be a nice 140. So Western Kentucky, and the more I'm starting to like it. So stuck out to me, plus 12 for the Hilltoppers. Goodness gracious, this next game is probably going to be the best game of the night, and I'm looking forward to it. Ohio Valley Conference, Belmont, 22 wins. Eastern Kentucky, 19 wins. Excuse me. Belmont, 7.5-point favorites. Eastern Kentucky at home. Over under 160.5. I'm rolling under 160.5. UCLA, Utah Utes. This game's got some weird movement to it. And I like UCLA to win this game outright. But here's one thing I wanted to talk about with it. It opened as, I want to say, 1.5. I'm trying to find it here on my card. Yeah, it opened at -1. It's a pick now. some favor into Utah's direction. I'm not sure why this line is so low, and it's really, really fishy. It's fishing me out. I'm going to check some injury stuff. I don't think it's right. And we saw this with the Xavier game yesterday, which was a part of the losers for the wager pass picks. So I apologize on that. But we're looking here. You look for some injuries. Maybe Utah got some guys back. No. Oh, there it is. Yep. Okay. Jalen Hill. He's been ruled out for UCLA. Utah's down a couple guys, though. Let's see how important those guys are. I'm just trying to check their usage and their percentages.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah, wow. Utah's going to be down two guys that are pretty important to them. I mean, Jalen Hill sucks, but you got a stud point guard in Tiger Campbell. David Singleton's going to have to do some more for the Bruins. They go guard heavy with their lineup. You know, they only have five forwards on the team, Jalen Hill being one, 6 points a game, five rebounds, and a block a game. So, you know, defensively, they're going to need someone to step up. The good thing is they get, you know, they almost get a block a game out of Jaime Jaquez Jr. And he's a guard. So, and then, you know, he also gives them almost one and a half steals a game. So if they can turn the pressure up on the steals and make up for that block that they're going to lose from Jalen Hill, I think they'll be just fine. But, I mean, Utah's losing two guys that play almost 25 minutes a game. And to me, they have less depth than UCLA, so that's going to hurt a lot more. So I don't understand this line. But it's so weird. And I'm still going to play UCLA, even though I shouldn't, because it's so fishy. Weber State, -6.5 at Sacramento State. Arkansas Pine Bluff, Texas Southern, real nice swag matchup here, but I have no opinion on it. I would probably say Texas Southern wins outright, but 100% of the other pickers on TallySide are saying that, so there's no value in me picking that. Portland State, Northern Colorado, punt. Portland, San Diego, punt. Loyola, Marymount, +4.5 on the road at Pepperdine. I like it. I think Loyola Marymount actually wins outright. So here, I didn't have that selected. Now I do. See, and I'm also adding stuff as we go. I'm adding stuff and I'm getting more value, because once I'm on the microphone on a hot mic and I'm talking to y'all, it just kind of, I don't know, the brain juices flow a little differently. Austin P. Everyone in the Discord was wondering when we were going to jump back on the Austin P train. Here we go. Here it is. This is the time to do it. We're back in the Governors, -7.5, -8 against Tennessee Tech. This is a double-digit game, in my opinion. I've got Austin P to win outright. I've got him to cover. Let's go, Austin P. Ohio State, Michigan State. Ohio State needs to bounce back. Michigan State coming off that crazy win against Illinois. Ohio State -4. Oregon, Stanford. Man, this is just going to be a good basketball game, in my opinion. And 100% of people are picking Oregon. 100% of the 13 pickers on this game specifically are picking Oregon +1. 100% are picking the over 136.5. A lot of people going for trifectas. Wow. 13 pro analysts are picking that game. Oregon over. Kind of makes me want to go Stanford. Or Stanford under. Why not? Let's be contrarian. That's going to be a completely contrarian play. I know Dana Altman's defense matches up really well against the Stanford style of play. But hey, screw it. You know, it's if I win a couple, one or three of those, that'll be great. That'll push me way up the standings. So, huh. Okay, that's interesting. Sorry about that. Side tangent. BYU -10. They're just too hot right now. They're rolling through everyone. San Francisco, one of the top five teams in the WCC, but, you know, I don't see BYU slowing down anytime soon. Oregon State, Cal, punt. Washington State +9 against Arizona. 100% of the folks on Tally Site, 10 picks on this game so far, are going against that. So, again, contrarian play for me. And I actually do like it in real life, in betting life. It's all real life. Anyway, so Pacific, St. Mary's, over 124.5. I can dig it. St. Mary's by 7. Pacific is just completely fizzled out. Moving on. All right. So actually, I think that St. Mary's and Pacific game was the last one. So I went ahead, submitted those picks, got those locked in. Tally Site's a little more rounded out for today. Let me sandwich in the show with some more college basketball. Ohio Valley Conference tonight. I'm really, really digging, really into. So let me go through my actual card, talk about, you know, line movement, throw some more betting analysis out there, other games that I'm on that aren't being, you know, that weren't discussed in the Tally Site section. So, but before I do, I got to talk about mybookie.ag. You go over there, use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL. Going to get a 50% match up to $1,000, up to $1,000. You're going to get a tremendous amount of customer service when you need it. Totally open, transparent, helpful. You use our promo code, let them know we sent you, and then you reap the benefits right away. They do awesome odds boosts and games. I'm looking forward to the bracket contests that they got coming up for March Madness. They've got some really awesome golf stuff coming up. And they always do some really awesome promos. They got some nice odds boosts. And I really love working with MyBookie. I love using them. I like making my plays there. And a lot of folks have been joining up with them lately. And don't want to say it's causation or correlation in direct lieu of us, but we've been growing. They've been growing. And it's just a really good, fun time. So with that being said, go over there to mybookie.ag. You use promo code HOOPBALL, HOOPBALL, and sign up. Let them know we sent you. mybookie.ag. Bet, win, get paid. Here we go. I said I was skipping the first games of the action. I've got to. Wagner, Central, Connecticut State. Give me Wagner. I love this Wagner team. Their defense is really good. I could see them winning this by 20. They're an efficient offense, 10-5 on the year. They're looking good in that NEC, Northeastern Conference. Ha, I had it. I think I forgot one earlier. 5 o'clock. Like I said, we got a lot of games today, a lot of early games. 5 o'clock. UT Martin, love this one. On the road at Southern Illinois, Edwardsville. +5.5 for me. UT Martin's three-point shooting. If they hit tonight, then they can win this game outright. I might look at maybe taking them on the money line, +185. You know, I'm not too scared off by that. I want to dig into it a tidbit more. But that is something that I'm thoroughly going to look at. As of right now, UT Martin, +5.5. I like it. Already said that St. Francis Merrimack was a punt. Washington, Arizona State's a punch or a punt. Punch. 6 o'clock games. 6 o'clock games. Already said I liked the over 130, Tennessee State, Morehead State. Number 9, Iowa on the road at number 3, Michigan. I've got Michigan -4. This total opened at 164.5. We're now at 156.5. That's 8 points. 8 points of line movement. That's just crazy. That blows the 5-point rule out of the water. And the under's still shaded to -115. The over's at -105. The hell's going on here? Wow. Well, I've got Michigan -4, that total. I mean, 5-point rule is in play, so if y'all want to do that, let's do it. This is a weird one for me. I don't know if that's like an auto lock 5-point rule play for me, just because it's so much. That makes me think this game might top out at 140. Wow. Mount St. Mary's is a pick on the road at St. Francis. I like Mount St. Mary's. Get their 10th win to get to 500. We talked about Western Kentucky and Houston. Over 130, 6 is something I like. Western Kentucky +12 is also something that I was looking at. Prairie View. This is another, well, this is a 6:30 game. I'm just going through the rest of the 6 o'clock games. I already said that they were punts in the tally site part of the show. Fairleigh Dickinson. Getting some points at Sacred Heart. It's one I was trying to figure out. And I actually, Fairleigh Dickinson, +1.5 in some spots, +2. I think they went outright. Find you a good money line on them. If it's plus money, +120. Let's roll Fairleigh Dickinson out there. Prairie View, -31 against Mississippi Valley State. Just do it. Got UCLA, like I said, as a pick. And that is a 7 o'clock game. Let's make sure I didn't jump the gun anywhere else. Indiana, Purdue, Fort Wayne, Green Bay. I kind of like the 5.5 with Purdue, Fort Wayne. Couldn't put it on the card, though. UIC, Youngstown State, I'm good. We already talked about the Belmont-Eastern Kentucky game. This game is just going to be bonkers. It's going to be a fun one. IUPUI, Milwaukee, punt. Arkansas, Pine Bluff, Texas State, Portland State, Northern Colorado, all punts for me. Said Weber State minus 7 already. Southeast Missouri, Eastern Illinois. Southeast Missouri on the road. I really, really, really like this one. Southeast Missouri State, plus 4.5, plus 170. I like them to win outright. There is some sharp money in a system that I follow that's actually in favor of Eastern Illinois. But Southeast Missouri, you know, they've beaten a couple of teams in that Ohio Valley Conference recently. That was a bit of a shock, you know. They can play up. They play up in competition. Eastern Illinois completely has faltered within this conference play. Both teams evenly records, evenly matched. Records are even. Staying in the Ohio Valley, Jacksonville State, plus 110 underdogs against Murray State tonight at home. Yeah, that's where I'm rolling. Jacksonville State. I wonder, man, it's all the way up to plus 140 now. Holy hell, it went the other way on me. Well, let me just swap that out. I'm going to take plus 140. Plus 110 was there, but, you know, let me get rid of that plus 110, and I'll just go ahead and roll with the plus 140. I like Jacksonville State a lot. This is one of my favorite teams within the smaller schools. I wish they weren't in the buried, just deeply talented Ohio Valley one bid conference. I don't think they're getting in, but 15-8 on the year, and they've played some quality games. Very quality. USC number 19 on the road, plus 2. I think I picked them on Tally site. I can't remember. But it's not a betting play for me. You know, it'll be a good game. I think USC ultimately wins. I do kind of want to take them as an underdog because you don't get that spot very often. But let me go ahead and just stay away from that. Portland, San Diego, like I said, punt. Montana, Idaho State, punt. San Francisco, BYU. I said that I was going to take BYU on Tally site, but I'm not playing them on my bets. Oregon, Stanford, we talked about it. Loyola, Marymount, Pepperdine. Loyola was obviously something on my Tally site plays that I liked. Ohio State, Michigan State. We talked about Austin Peay, minus 7.5. Thank you. Definitely rolling that one. Boise State, San Diego State. This is an interesting one. Boise State's plus 6. San Diego State plus 22. Over under 137.5. Something really makes it to where I want to jump on this Boise State pick right here. Plus 6. Let's throw it on the card. Oregon State, Cal, like I said, punt. Pacific, St. Mary's. I had over 120 something on Tally site. Washington State, Arizona, plus 9.5 now. It was plus 9 making my Tally site plays, but I will be rolling with that. Let's see. Last one here I forgot to talk about. Northwestern, Minnesota, Minnesota minus 5. Minnesota at the barn. Good luck. Good luck. Northwestern, I tried to back them and, you know, have them get those points against, who was it they played last? Wisconsin. 5-game losing streak for Northwestern. They're not looking that great right now. Minnesota, starting to get a couple good wins that they needed. And then on top of that, they are at home. Like I said, playing at the barn is just something that's very, very daunting. I'm going to throw some NBA out there. We'll talk a smidgling of it. And yeah. Tonight's card's a little small. So Dallas, Philly, and you know, as of right now, I don't have like totals or money lines set really for a lot of these. Probably waiting on injury news. Porzingis, Embiid. So Dallas, Philly, 6 o'clock TNT. It's showing Dallas -1 right now, but no other numbers. This is about 9 a.m. Orlando, Brooklyn, you know, it'd be a punt game for me anyways. Orlando +7.5 on the road. So many guys out for them, but, you know, Brooklyn scores so many points, also gives up a ton of points. Sacramento, New York Knicks. Knicks -2. I actually really like that. It's a good spot here coming off of a tough road trip. I think they come home, they get right. Clippers, Grizzlies. Grizzlies +7.5 at home. Over under 228 right now. You know? This is an interesting one to me. 99% of the money on the bets that I'm tracking right now. Wow. 99% of the money is going on the Clippers. 56% of the bet percentage. A lot of sharp money, though, is on Memphis. There's a system that is model projection that's, you know, in favor of the Grizzlies. Yeah. Let's go ahead and stay away from that one for right now. Might use it later. Might come back to that. +7.5. There's eights out there in some spots still too. Washington, Denver. Washington's +7 on the road. 237. -105 for the +7 on the Wiz. So the shade going to the over. This is an odd one. It'll be a cool matchup. Really good matchup here. Washington, Denver. Interesting styles. Washington actually playing right now. Playing well. Washington. Ooh. I really want to pick a dog. Magic +315. Over right now, 228 in the Orlando Brooklyn game. I did find a line for that. I like that. Over 228. Just take the over automatically in every Brooklyn game ever. They don't play defense. There has been two unders in their last five games, though. But, you know, that was on their road trip at the Clippers and at Los Angeles. They're coming off of a four-game road trip, playing the Kings, the Suns, Lakers, Clippers, winning all those games, covering all those games. Brooklyn has won 5 in a row. They've covered 5 in a row in their last 5. Look for some balance here. Look for some balance here. Orlando +315. All right. I'm going to pick against Brooklyn tonight. Orlando +315. I mean, sure. They beat some great teams on that road trip. Who's going to guard Vooch? That's all I got to say. Guards are going to have to step up big. Terrence Ross is going to have the human torch kind of night. So, yeah. Some NBA plays. Over 228 Houston in Brooklyn, Orlando. Going to roll with that +315 also. For a little fun dabble. -2 for the Knicks. And then I like the Pelicans plus 9 against the Bucks. Pelicans are in that part of the season, like with their recent play, where they're just scoring a crap ton of points. Milwaukee, you know, their defense is not what we typically expect it to be. So, with that being said, man, I wasn't really even planning on getting some NBA stuff put together during the show. But that reminds me, I need to get on the tally site again. I'm going to submit those NBA plays. Right now, I'm pretty middling. You know, I think I'm like 27th out of like 90 or something like that in the NBA this week on tally site. Yeah. A lot of people on the Knicks tonight. Wow. A lot of people. Washington. Don't know about that Washington Denver one. Don't know. All right. NBA picks are in. We talked a crap ton about college basketball. Going to have some really exciting stuff on the wager pass, I believe, today. Free picks are going to be coming out. I've been keeping threads going on Twitter. So if you would like to, go check those out. You know, I usually put my opinions on there. Put a article out for the Waiver Wire, which is a really fun fantasy basketball website. A couple of superb fellows, Mr. D'Elia over there, reached out to me, asked if I would love to be a part of the newsletter, and put together a little article. I did. And to be quite frank, y'all, it was the first time I've had someone ask and reach out for my work. So I'm really, really, really glad that that happened, and heartwarming. So if you guys want to go over there, look at the Waiver Wire on Twitter. They'll have a link to their website in the bio. And it was a cool, fun, collaborative newsletter for their website. But they seek out different pros within the industry and different personalities on Twitter. And again, another affiliation that I've come across through TallySite and that I've been interacting with on Twitter and enjoying their content and vice versa. It's all a big family. You know, everyone wants to compete on Twitter and be better than everyone and be rude and whatever and be diabolic and, you know, just gross. But honestly, if I win, then everyone wins. And then if y'all win, I win. It's just, that's how it needs to be approached. That's how I approach it. As you can kind of tell by my docile tones and my tweets, I'm not very flashy. I'm just more of a, because for me, it's like when I get flashier, I start bragging or something. That's usually when things change. So I just try to stay the course, try to think positively, try to create and manifest what it is that we're trying to achieve. And I falter, you know, I'm not going to lie. Each sports handicapper does. And, you know, person in general, people. But, you know, that's what's great about HoopBall here is you get the transparency, you get the development, you get the growth, you get the insight. We're all learning. Like, we're never going to stop learning. to stop learning is to die. I can't remember who said that. It was like an old quote or something. Or it was fancier, you know, is to cease learning is the death of the people or something like that. Anyways, always try to keep learning. That's why I'm always following new pages, trying to throw more shout outs out there, trying to get involved with as many affiliations as I can. Because no one's going to look at the same thing that you do the exact same way. So with the Discord servers, I really enjoy the conversations I have with our premium subscribers because we got some sharp followers in there. You know, we had a couple of guys on Marquette last night. So I didn't have the, pardon my French, so huevos to go ahead and play that game, but they did and they won. And I think there was a couple of other folks in there that decided, yeah, I'll tell you. And, you know, it's fun. you know, it gets the juices going, and then we all get to get together and have a good time and talk about stuff that we love, and that's betting and sports betting. So, and sports. So that's kind of how it goes for us. Don't forget to go over to hoop-ball.com, check out the premium stuff so you can get into the Discord stuff. If you are new and you haven't gotten into the Discord servers yet, DM or at any of us over at HoopBall. We'll get you taken care of, but also support at hoop-ball.com. Email them and let them know their issues. If they don't get right away to you, then, you know, someone will, you know, just reach out to us. And we will take care of you, because we want you taking advantage of every little bit of hoop ball stuff that you can. So take advantage of it. Join the family. Enjoy the free stuff, the forums, the chats, the communities over on the website. A lot of really interesting conversations there. A lot of interesting thoughts. So with that being said, check out the activity on Twitter. Check out the pages at DALE007 for me, at Hootball Gaming for the whole podcast here, the division, the gambling division, at Hootball Tweets if you just need more hootball stuff, more fantasy stuff. And then, like I said, hoop-ball.com. Going to just barrage you with hootball stuff and promos and everything at the end of this show. So there's those. Do that. Leave 5-star reviews, please, over on Apple Music. Here we go. We're going to roll it out. Leave a 5-star review. You got to say some words. You can't just do a 5-star review. You know, constructive criticism's welcome. Don't be rude. But, you know, let us know. Let us know what we suck at. And take a screenshot. Take a screenshot of that. Send it to me. Send it to Dan, at Dan Besseris, or send it to Vince, at VM Center. Just send it to at Hootball Gaming or something. Just send it to us. Send a screenshot of your 5-star review with some words in it. At least 10 words. Let's go with at least 10 words. And we're going to do a giveaway. Let's do a giveaway. Can't tell you what it's going to be right now, but I'm excited to give it away. That doesn't make it any less. So leave that 5-star review. Adam, Blake, all the regular Discord people, all the guys that have been in, sorry, you're probably not going to be able to win on this one. Money Miles, Chard, all of you guys, sorry, probably not going to be able to win, because I'm pretty sure you've already got what it is I'm going to be giving away. So this is going to be geared towards the newer listeners. Hopefully we got some new ears, new followers, new voices and eyes going on in the HoopBall family. So, you know, we welcome you and we want to have some fun. So screenshot your 5-star review of 10 words or more, send it to us, and we're going to get a giveaway going for one of those reviews. So do that. Use the promo codes for my bookie and Manscaped. Go over to hoop-ball.com. Follow all of us. Let us know what we can do better. And then my last task for you, after I give you my good vibes and all of my good energies, there they are, go out and be positive today. Be safe. Let someone know that you want to do something nice for them. And then cash some tickets. Let's have a great, great evening. Let's manifest and let's get rolling. I will be on soon. We'll see you on the next one. I believe, what's tomorrow? Thursday. I want to say Vince will be back on with some NBA. We're going to start rolling some of our new handicappers out here soon. We are tracking data. We're getting them inundated. We are getting ready to launch further. The back part of the missile it's about to fall off now. Like, we've gotten up and the housing's about to come off. So we're about to leave the stratosphere, y'all. And you probably want to be on there with us. So again, arrivederci, sending you all of my good vibes, all my good energies. We'll see you on the next one. Thank you.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.